a triangle there. Once, so use once only. Then three times, use three times only. Because after that, it may disintegrate and cause leaching.
Okay, so bawal yun ha, bawal mga sister. Yan.
Yes.
Okay? Kahit na gaano kasarapan tubig na malamig na may mayelo-yelo. Diba? Lalo na pag you're going to go to work that day, bit-bit mo eh, yellow. So, habang nagme-melt siya, diba? Ang sarap inumin nun within the day. Bawal po. Okay? Yes. Yeah. So, ano po? Follow-up question doon?
Yes. Oh,
high or low?
Yeah.
So, in other words, bawal din po. Tama din po ba to, Doc? Na bawal din po mag-microwave ng plastic.
Totoo.
Okay. So, yung mga ulam, di ba, nabibili natin sa labas?
Microwave.
Ima-microwave. Paano po yung mga sinasabi, Doc, na yung microwave safe pero plastic naman?
Oo nga.
So bawal pa rin yun?
Better talaga na it is something ceramic or glass.
Yun. So, dapat po talaga, pagtsagaan natin tanggalin sa plastic, ilagay sa plato bago ilagay sa microwave. Okay? Platong nababasag, hindi po plastic na plato. Okay? Ay, sorry po. So, open forum na. Yun lang po ang tanong ko. Siguro lahat tayo may natutunan doon. Okay po, si sir.
Ano ang question po sa tanong
ninyo? Okay po. Ganon din po yun, I'm assuming, yeah, no? Kasi plastic, yung actually, yung problema doon is yung plastic mismo, hindi yung juice.
If you really want to store, mga sobra-sobra, glass, yung
baso
inactive, po. Inactive, which are inactive. Kasi nag-ano yun, if you put also, use them in flasks, ka na bang, like,
Thermos,
ganon. Oh, yun. Nag-re-react din dyan.
Fortunately, hindi rin pwede kasi metal, no, Doc? Metal. Tama.
Kaya as much
pwede.
As possible, you don't store them in, better good sila in glass.
Kana, yes po.
Yeah, you look at the triangle at the back and say only once. Yeah, I was amazed in when we go to Europe. Nga their bottles ba the one the container that we buy nga five gallons ba na siya are in very thin plastics. It's used only once, unlike here where we use and use, they're very thick. Mm. There is an advantage to using it only once and reprocessing it because they are now able to reprocess plastic.
There are certain grades of plastic kasi po, okay? So yung mga nabibili natin na bottled water or juice or yung mga yan, strictly for one use only. That means pag nagamit nyo na po, tapon or benta. Diba? Style natin, iniipon, binibenta. Kasali po doon yung mga soft drink bottles.
Pet bottles.
Okay?
Pet.
All kinds of plastics that are bought off the shelf. Okay? So that means you cannot, diba uso din yung orange juice pag ubos na. Lagyan mo na lang tubig, palamigin sa ref yung ano yun. Yan na lang ang lalagyan, diba? Bawal po. Okay. Tapon.
Nataas siya ng ratio sa omega 6. So the ratio to omega 6 and omega 3 is high. So we should use the better oils. But of course, if you compare it with animal fat oil, yung dati kasi yun ang ginagamit natin, sayang naman taba ng karne. So that's really bad. But at least relative to this, it would be better to use other oils that are lower ratios of
extra virgin
olive oil, coconut oil, yeah.
I think, Doc, kasi naging uso sa atin, di ba, yung medical properties ng coconut oil, di ba, sinasabi nila, preventive ng ganyan, nakakaganda ng balat, and all these things. So, naging parang very popular siya in the market. The Japan even has a certain brand na napakamahal, di ba, na talagang parang naging, parang malagluta tayo, naging usong-uso. So, if there is a negative side...
I am not very familiar, but what I hear, or what we usually use... extra virgin oils would be externally used, no? But they are taken in also as a treatment even for AIDS, no?
Yeah.
And the quality of extraction is something that is that needs to be qualified. Yeah, I don't know if the, yeah, very important. So when it's used probably for intake, it has to be at a very high level of extraction. Mm. When it's used as an emollient, kasi in the skin lang ba, external, probably the cheaper ones would not probably be bad, pero kasi it's just in the skin eh. Ah, yes. Electronic cigarettes, yeah. These are used to, ano, to decrease the intake of the substances in smoke, no? And to help you get out of the habit. But they're good. But of course, just to tell you that, so from the very start, you have all the chemicals in the same. But when you say decrease the filter, you put in the filter rather, what happens is you just decrease the other chemicals, but the nicotine need for your body still the same. So you come up with using 2 packs of filtered cigarette instead of 1 pack of non-filtered cigarette. So that is really a very big deception that it's supposed to be improving, but it's not. The best thing for cigarette smoking is to stop. For those who have not started, don't start. For those who want to quit, quit now.
Doc, meron pong ano, meron lang po akong dadagdag doon kasi I have family members personally who are using the e-cigarettes. They have a certain amount of ano eh, yung milligrams, I think, of nicotine that they use. Yung mga bagong gustong mag-quit, I think 24 ang number. Tapos may 11, tapos may 6, tapos may hanggang 0 na. Okay, so ang purpose po talaga nun is to gradually extract the nicotine from your system. Kasi may tao po talagang hindi kaya yung ganun lang mag-quit. Diba? So, the other healthy thing about e-cigarettes is that when you smoke it out, yung nilalabas nyo pong vapor, vapor lang yun. Wala na po siyang secondhand smoke na risk. So, for your family members and for people around you, that's very good.
Yes, that's better than saving for every cigarette. You have to save enough for your medical needs eventually.
True.
Because we always tell our patients, if you really can afford to smoke, you must put in the bank a similar amount, because enough when you get it at 50, 60, you have probably a million to spend, because you spend more than a million to save your life with lung cancer. You know, some of the new drugs that we use in lung cancer, it's 119,000 a month, and that can prolong your life for at least 4-7 years. And imagine how much you'll spend.
Please, let's listen to him.
Less harmful, but still harmful. Ang nicotine kasi accumulates in the areas of our of the mouth, and it establishes a certain level of need to meet every day. So that in this is an addiction. It's an addictive substance, nicotine. So it has to be slowly removed through a process that is ano.
Yes, po, ma'am.
Because yeah. I've heard that drinking milk is not good for breast cancer.
Actually, there is a website, or there are certain physicians who feel that milk is a cause of breast cancer,
yeah.
And we couldn't blame them.
Yeah.
But it's like this: the biggest fault in that kind of thinking is you just simplify your disease into just withholding milk, and you'll have no disease. That's not true either. Oh, kana bang the claim ba? I will not get any treatment as long as you don't take milk. As using it as an alternative treatment. Generally, what I tell my patients while on chemotherapy is if they do not tolerate milk, do not start milk. There are other milk substitutes. You have a form of Ensure, in the form of Prosure, in the form of Nutren, in the form of other.
Or even capsules na lang, di ba, Doc?
Yeah. Yung calcium.
Calcium
in capsules.
So, there's always a way to balance. Mm. Kung hindi mo makukuha dito, hanapin mo sa iba.
Kasi
meron yan.
Filipinos are really not very tolerant to milk.
Yeah. Ma'am, you.
Going back to water, there are different kinds of water abounding. Part of our treatment. What do you say about alkaline,
bi water? Yes, Doc. Good question, ma'am. Yeah. May lumapit sa akin last week. Ano yung Kangen water from itong alkaline water? Nashock ako dun sa mga demo nila. Grabe.
No, actually, water, if it's a neutral water, like when you get it distilled, that's the best form, no? But it's not the most palatable. This is what we need. One thing that we do not want you to consider is when you have hyperbaric water, you know, so this water has infused more oxygen. We don't absorb oxygen in our intestines.
Ah.
Oxygen is only absorbed in our lungs.
Is that so, alkaline water, Doc?
I know, not necessarily alkaline. Alkaline water is something else. It's cleansing.
Okay.
But no, there's a. Hyperbaric water or something, you have more oxygen in the water, it's H2O, oxygenated water or something, as a treatment, and H3O or something like that. Water is H2O.
And Doc, na ang nakita ko dun sa ano nila, ito I have to share this talaga kasi na-shock talaga ako. Yung acidity test nila dun sa Kangen water, pag nilagyan mo kasi different kinds of water and juice, no, lalagyan nila ng acid dropper, tapos to see how much alkaline water it will take to neutralize these samples. Doc, yung soft drinks, grabe pala, no? Ang soft drinks po, mga kapatid, isang patak lang ng acid ang nilagay nila. Isang litro ng alkaline water ang ginamit para lang ma-neutralize. Ganun kasama po ang soft drinks para sa atin. Sobrang sama po talaga pala. It takes so much alkaline to neutralize the acidity that is present in soft drinks. So I was really shocked that moment right after they did the demo. Ang sabi ko talaga sa mga katulong, "Dai, lahat ng soft drinks sa bahay, pamigay na." hindi siya biro eh. Talagang imagine how much water. Ang hirap talagang uminom ng 6 to 8 glasses of water a day. 'Di ba po? Mahirap, it's hard. And they say that's what we should drink regularly. So pag nag-isang soft drink ka lang, isang lata, imagine mo, titriplihin mo yon sa isang araw para lang ma-neutralize. So,
to wash out.
Yeah, to wash it out of your system. So, huwag na tayo mag-soft drinks.
Yeah. Healthy living. The flavor enhancers. Oh, magic salam. They belong to the issue there is more on monosodium glutamate. It's part of the grass. Oh, MSG. They are generally considered as safe. Pero as safe, they're part of the grass criteria. However, linalason mo nga ng Ajinomoto yung aso na mamatay.
Yeah,
di ba? Flavor enhancers. Yeah.
It blocks the blood, di ba? The blood flow.
Pro-inflammatory and it causes blood vessel as nagnanarrow yung mga ano nila constriction when you take it so much kaya you get to a groggy, dizzy if there's so much.
Yes po, sa likod.
Gamitin mo po ay sa
Pang-ihaw daw na aluminum foil daw.
Yung totoo yan. Ang aluminum kasi is not a neutral substance, no? Oh, kaya mas mabuting organic yung mga saging to prevent the burning.
Oh. Ako po, ang rule of thumb ko, since I was diagnosed with cancer 11 years ago, no? And I've been a survivor for 11 years. My rule of thumb has always been, the closer to nature, the better.
Yeah.
Okay? So, kung bagong pitas, hugasan mo, kainin mo, okay yun. Okay, pero po kung talagang medyo nalalayo ka na yung mga preservatives, yung mga ganyan, as much as you can, just avoid. Tama po ba yun, Doc?
Yes, that's of course. The fresh ingredient is better than the processed ones.
Uy, having said that, wag po pag nagkikimo, ha? Kasi pag nag-under,
yeah,
while you're under, yeah.
We will have a lecture on food that is appropriate for patients on chemotherapy, and we'll have another lecture with that with Dr. Revilla.
See ya. Doc, yung paggamit po ng microwave, is it healthy or... Kasi may study na microwave is...
It's the radiation that's emitted.
Yeah, emitted, yeah.
Yeah, the food itself, I don't think it's fine.
But when you microwave, as long as you don't microwave all the time, the whole day,
or when you're microwaving, stand away naman from the microwave. Huwag yung nagpa-microwave ka dito nakatapat. Tinitignan mo matapos yung pinapa-microwave.
Hindi naman napapabilis. And the radiation from... Well, maraming mga radiation emitted from appliances. Kaya it's always good to be a certain cell away from the ano. And there are already studies that have come out that the cell phone, excessive cell phone use, can may cause brain tumors, and that's why it's best that you use a headset or a Bluetooth.
Yes, po.
How about putting the cell phone inside the pocket near your
heart? Well, you know what they say, di ba? Prevention is 9/10 a cure. So, if you can put it naman in your puwet na lang, sa puwet na lang, malayo sa breast, baka mamaya magka-puwet cancer ka. Di ba? Put it in your handbag, huwag tamarin. Di ba? Ganun na lang. To be safe. Oh.
Farther from the brain.
Further from... There are no definite studies pa kasi with those things. So,
lang sa brain, mas malapit all the time kasi.
Yes po, Nay.
Okay naman sila if you can't really take on the natural sources like herring or salmon kasi they're very expensive. The fish oil preparations are okay as long as they're processed properly. And chances are those that you see in the labels in a reputable company will probably be a good source as well.
Ate, po.
How true that guayabano is taking guayabano food at least 10,000 times better than chemotherapy?
Yung po yung doc, i-clarify ko ha, yun daw po meron pong there's something in the guayabano skin between the skin and the fruit itself. They're able to extract it and it's supposed to be as good if not better than pectin in apples.
I'm not familiar with the data on guayabano, but it's a good source of fiber.
Yes.
And one thing, it's a good source of fiber. Yeah, it's a good enough available food for us and a source of vitamins and a serving of vegetables. But to claim it to be as something like, yeah, I think that would need more studies. And for those for these very wild claims, which may not be supported by it would be a good thing to use it as a complement to treatment rather than an alternative.
I am a firm believer of alternative medicine only in hand with main flow medicine, which is
complementary.
Do not omit your medical, your doctors and all that for supplements, okay? You must always, if you want to do both, then do both. But, and also always ask your doctor's permission first. Kasi meron pong mga supplement na nakaka-cancel out ng potency ng mga gamot na binibigay ng doktor.
Right.
You know, so, but if it's natural, like yung mga malunggay leaves, yung mga ganyan, by all means, me, I personally, I take barley, young barley powder every day. So, you know, this is, these things I have found to enhance my immunity and all these, but I still, I'm very vigilant with what my doctor tells me, and I follow it to the T, to the letter.
That's right.
Yes, po.
What is your stand about this? Yung mga medicine, food supplement na, pag nasa commercial na, no therapeutic claims. Are you suggesting
not to believe niyan? When it says no therapeutic claim, they should not be used in lieu of standard treatment. They are used as supplements, and that's what they are. Now sometimes putting it in the label in an English way, no therapeutic value, would have less impact when you say wala ni bisa, wala bisa ito. Walang bisa ito. Talagang hindi nakabibili niyan.
At saka po sa BFAD kasi requirement po 'yon. If you are in, if you are not a pharma company, okay? Kasi I know this firsthand po kasi I have a supplement, okay? So it is a requirement by BFAD that if you are not medically pharmaceutically made, then you must put no therapeutic claim, which does not necessarily mean that it's bad for your health or that there's no effect or there's no goodness. It just means that it is their law. Yun po yung kanilang law. You will not get BFAD approval if you do not put no therapeutic claim.
Kasi
doctors naman yung nag-approve.
Yes, that's the irony. Kasi there are doctors talaga that really believe in supplements, di ba po, doc? There are. It enhances eh. It really helps. So, you know, depende sa tao yan. Last question na, last question. O, sige po.
Breast cancer patient, what vitamins na dapat
kasi vitamins are meant to be supportive of your food. If you can eat what you have in the vitamins, the better. Now, of course, we do not have the luxury of time anymore. Women now is different from a century ago when women would have the time to go look for the best produce for the day. Now, women work together with the husbands to earn a living. So sometimes we are limited towards getting vitamins which we do not get in our Obama plate. But if we stick on what to have a plate that is colorful, you have to have a colorful plate. Green, yellow, brown or white, and meat which is something cooked meat, then that should, you don't really need that much in terms of vitamin support. So oxidant, antioxidants, you have vitamin A and C, which is in many, many foods and vegetables.
So in short, if you eat right, you don't need to supplement. Okay? That's the bottom line. So ma'am, we have to wrap up na po. One more, no more. Oh yeah, one more, okay. Sige po.
In preparation of like the turmeric, the tea, and the oil, can we boil all them together?
No, when you boil food po, nawawala po yung bisa ng enzymes, which is what is important in our system. Which is why, again, Doc, tama po ba? You have to eat raw as much as possible.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes there are preparations that are appropriate to make a tea with tiba. Yung
yes.
Hindi naman siya binoboil, kundi
there's a certain temperature,
Certain temperature, so that it will not kill the enzyme.
Meron pong certain level yan na acceptable na hindi. Kaya kahit yung gulay, di ba, yung tinatawag nilang blanching. Okay, ang binablanch po, hot water, cold water, ice. That is blanching. So that it will heat it up and kill all the bad bacteria but still retain the enzymes and the good things for your body. So, anyway, let's wrap it up na. Lunch na po. Okay, I know this is a super interesting topic. And Doc, we thank you so much for your time. And
thank you very much for getting something from this lecture. Thank you very much, everybody.
Okay, second, okay, after lunch po, we have, ay, ate, ikaw na lang nga.
So after lunch, we have registration for those who wants to, for those who want to have their breast examined. So please register sa ground floor, and then the clinic is located dito sa second floor. So may area doon for the breast examination. Lunch. Ang lunch is dun sa plenary.
Okay. Yung soft drink.